TalkZB.co.nz. Facebook is Larry Williams Drive. Well, tonight, the key focus will be on Geeta, of course. We will have the very latest. We have a team of reporters on the ground in the critical areas. We'll start with that in a moment. Also, five now in the race for the National Party leadership. We've got some more on that. So let's start with Geeta. The key points. Cyclone was not a cyclone now. It's a former tropical cyclone, Geeta, barreling towards New Zealand, due to make landfall, well, any time now. Category 2, tropical cyclones expected to unleash flooding, winds of up to 150 kilometres per hour, waves up to 10 metres. It will split into two separate low-pressure centres, so I don't know whether that means much. The Met Service are saying they're expected to hit Farewell Spit area and move across the top of the South Island from about 7 to 8pm. Heavy rain or strong wind warnings are in place for most of central New Zealand, including Wellington, Whanganui, Taranaki, Nelson, Buller, Marlborough, including the Kaikoura Coast, Westland and the Canterbury High Country. For the North Island coastal areas from Raglan to southern Wairarapa are most at risk. For the South Island, the risk of coastal inundation is greatest for Buller and North Canterbury northwards, and of course Christchurch, who have just declared a state of emergency. There is a chance of coastal inundation from the Kapiti Coast south and on the Kaikoura Coast. Westland Civil Defence public information say they're very much preparing for the worst and they have activated their emergency operations centre. Marlborough Civil Defence has told trampers, campers and boaters to get out of the Marlborough Sounds before Geeta hits. Elsewhere, not good in Wellington, power poles down. Defence Force personnel have been deployed to areas expected to be hardest hit. Flights and trains have been cancelled. State Highway 1 north and south of Kaikoura closed. Air New Zealand has cancelled all flights in and out of Wellington, Hokitika, Nelson, New Plymouth and Queenstown, and more than 57 schools and kindergartens are closed. So that is what is happening, and we will keep you right up to date. Let's start with Christchurch, and we go to Chris Lynch. Mornings on Newstalk ZB in Christchurch. Chris is with me. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Larry.
Okay, got you now. So the state of emergency, Leanne Dalzell, I heard her talking to Andrew Dickens. So this is kind of a preemptive thing, is it? Because it's happening tonight, the weather.
Yes, it is. The bad weather is supposed to hit between 5 and 6pm, and it's anyone's guess just how bad that will be. But it's somewhat of a surprise for some residents in Christchurch, because I'm situated in Christchurch central setting. As I look out my window, all you can really see is light rain, but of course that could change. And the mayor and the council probably don't want to be caught with their pants down like they were when it came to the Christchurch Port Hills fire. So this really is a preemptive strike, if you like. I've asked around on several friends who live near the Heathcote River that always tends to flood when there's even just moderate rain, to be honest with you. They say it's high, but no flooding just yet. And the same for many streets around Christchurch. It's just a typical kind of, looks like a typical winter's day, to be honest with you. So as I say, light to moderate rain, nothing too significant. And it does come as a bit of a surprise, I would say, for most people to understand there's been a civil state of emergency. But as I say, at this stage, it's nothing more than a precautionary notice.
Right, could be problems ahead. So tell us about the low-lying areas. I know they mentioned Banks Peninsula and evacuations. What's happening in those areas?
Nothing at the moment, but the mayor is advising if you live in the areas like Banks Peninsula that it's probably best that you get home now before it gets dark, so you can make sure you check on your property and self-evacuate if you feel like you have to. And the other thing she really says is that farmers need to start looking at moving stock from low-lying areas now, particularly near creeks that are prone to flooding. And Banks Peninsula residents who are working in the city, they've been told to leave as soon as they possibly can. As I say, more of a precautionary measure to make sure that they've got any valuable possessions and they can choose to move at least their cars to higher ground if they need to.
Yeah, you can get some slips around that Banks Peninsula area. That can be a concern, can't it, Chris?
Yeah, it can be a concern. Also parts of Sumner as well. So the message really is, if you live in the city right now, head home and make sure you can be as safe as you possibly can, because, as you know, with this cyclone, the Met Service seems to be changing the forecast every sort of half an hour as to how severe it will be.
No, that's very true. I mean, before, as I was saying as the intro, it was expected to hit the top of the South Island about 7 to 8 p.m. tonight, but now they're saying maybe hit Christchurch. What do you say about 5, 6 p.m.?
Yeah, and interesting, we sent a reporter to Greymouth because the worst of the weather initially was supposed to hit the parts of the West Coast, but I just got off the phone speaking to Chelsea Daniels, who said, you know, they're all sitting around at Silver Defence looking a bit bored because it's just a bit of light drizzle over there, and it seems the majority of the action could possibly happen over the mountains here in Christchurch late tonight.
Thank you for that report, Chris. Appreciate it. That is Chris Lynch from ZB in Christchurch. Morning, ZB in Christchurch. News Talk ZB, it is now 4:13.